Good morning and welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining us on the show today is Julie Taylor from Fast Flyers. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Sally.
Now, can you tell us what is Fast Flyers and why is it very important for small business owners to know what you do?
Fast Flyers is a local family-run distribution company. We distribute leaflets and flyers to 63,000 homes from Two Rocks to Woodvale, from Iluka to Karama. It's good that people can use us locally because we can help with their marketing needs.
And we're talking here about direct mail marketing.
That's correct.
Is it something that people have forgotten about and we need to really
Yes, I think people have because a lot of emphasis is on social media, using Facebook and the internet, and which is great, and I think we do need that kind of marketing, but I think in all, direct mail has actually been forgotten. So just the old-fashioned putting a leaflet into a box and then someone picking out the leaflet and reading it and then contacting you, I mean, that's never ever going to be forgotten.
So it's traditionally known as junk mail, is that what we're talking about?
Yes, it is traditionally known as junk mail, but and even if they do throw it in the bin, they've looked at it once, so and they might just remember you or they might need you, so when they do need you, they'll keep you to one side and hopefully phone you.
So what are some tips business owners should know about going down this path for advertising?
Basically, you have to do it more than once. Just doing it once and hoping to get lots and lots of contacts and response from your flyer, it isn't going to be enough. You have to get your branding out there. You need to provide a good leaflet, so you need to produce a good design and something that's eye-catching because you're competing against every other leaflet that goes into your box. So something that is bright and vibrant, really, and gets people's attention.
Is that something you offer?
We don't offer design or printing, we just deliver, but I can recommend some people if people need that service.
So what's some of the most successful campaigns you've witnessed?
A lot of campaigns really... there's real estate. They go very, very often because they've got to build a trust with their customer. We've also got a carpet guy that uses us, and he sort of fine-tuned his leaflet now, and he knows what areas to deliver to. So he gets quite a lot of response from that now. So it's taken him a few goes, but he now knows exactly what he needs to do.
Is it an expensive undertaking? Is that what scares some business owners away?
I don't think it is. I think it actually is quite affordable. So, I mean, you don't have to do a large number in one go. I mean, you could just do $1,000. It's only going to cost you 60. Sorry, 1,000 leaflets is just going to cost you $60. So, I really don't think that's that unaffordable.
So how do you offer market research in the areas you deliver to?
We can in one respect and recommend areas which are best suited to that leaflet. It's always good to go in the catchment area of your business. So that's probably the best direction we can gear people towards.
And what style of flyer is the best or the most well received?
Something that's simple, that can be easily read and informative at the same time, that's eye-catching.
So a single page?
Yeah, anything up to A4, so DL, A6, A5, and then an A4 that's folded into those sizes. They're pretty much the most common flyers that are used.
And to be able to fit into strange mailboxes?
That's correct, yeah. You don't want it to be too bulky, so...
So what would you recommend a business, if they haven't gone down this road before, where would they start?
Really just finding out the areas they want to deliver to first, what sort of design they want to put on their flyer, and then just sort of talking to even to your local printer, because they obviously have good design teams as well. So it doesn't have to be that expensive. It's good to start small first and then work big.
So how many distributors do you have? How do you break that up?
It's usually just myself and my husband that do most of the deliveries.
You don't.
We do most of it. We do have a very small team of ex-postal deliverers as well, and they help as well. But it's one of those jobs that you have to provide a lot of trust, which is why we do a lot of the work ourselves.
Wow. I mean, I know it's hard work.
It is hard work, yes.
I help my children deliver pounds, so I know it's hard work. So that's the first place to start. Just go and have a look at what other people are doing.
Yeah, that's correct. And just talk to your local printer. It's probably the best starting point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other advice?
Not really. Just keep it simple at the end of the day. So and start small and work big.
So where can people find you?
We've got a website that people can find us on, also on Facebook as well. And we also deliver our flyer out there, so we'll be out there in your boxes as well. So.
Wonderful. So what is the website?
It's www.fastflyersoz.com.au.
Okay, so AUS?
Yep,
no. Fastflyers.
Oh, sorry, OZ.
OZ. Yes. Okay, good. Wonderful. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us today on District 32 Radio.
Thank you.